to his father, even if he comes to the United States to await the outcome of the custody battle. The family's attorney told the Washington Post while they would
keep
let Juan Miguel Gonzalez visit Leon at their house in Little Havana in Miami.
I just wish they'd shut up about him. I'm tired of hearing about it.
Get in my belly.
Leon, according to the attorney,
I'm higher in the future
fear
than
about
you.
Being with his father. He's afraid that he will be punished, end quote. There is no word from
the
attorney as to what causes Leon to believe his father would punish him. The family claims to feel uprooting Leon from their home would be disruptive to his well-being. The father has requested a visa to come to the U.S. to take the boy back to Cuba. But he has rejected a U.S. Senate proposal to give his family U.S. residency, and his American lawyer says he has no plans to defect from Cuba. Lawyer Gregory Craig, acting on behalf of the boy's father, began the process this week to get U.S. visas. A State Department spokesman says the attorney was told at the department that his letter asking for visas would be given to the U.S. mission in Havana. A State Department official said a visa application, which had to be accompanied by passports, had not yet been received in Havana. Asked whether Castro's demand for a big delegation coming to the U.S. would hamper the visit, the lawyer said he did not think it would prevent his client from coming to the United States. Vice President Al Gore jumped into the debate this week by suggesting Congress should pass a bill granting the child and his Cuban family permanent U.S. residency status. More news after this.
Once upon a time, in a country far, far away, honesty and integrity were held in high esteem.
Today, hardly a week goes by without another revelation that some political hack has abused his or her office and committed some atrocity.
But now there's Liberty Works Radio Network.
Talk radio that remembers the principles and concepts that made this country the greatest nation on earth.
Using the freedom of speech to echo the sentiments of the common man.
No man can fail too much or fall too far should he fail or fall in defending the Constitution.
Brutally honest, legally accurate, and absolutely guaranteed to be politically incorrect.
Where your opinion won't be censored and the issues are objectively reviewed.
Join Liberty Works in uncovering the cover ups and go beyond the status quo.
You're listening to Liberty Works Radio Network. News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Oh yeah, you also get news every 30 minutes and the latest from the internet without having to log on.
In other news, a second giant iceberg has broken off from Antarctica and is bumping into a huge iceberg that broke off the Ross Ice Shelf last week. Reuters reports that researchers from the University of Wisconsin's Antarctic Meteorological Research Center found the latest iceberg, which will be named B-17, while scanning images taken from a satellite orbiting the poles. Matthew Lazara says the new iceberg lies to the north and east of Roosevelt Island and is 12 miles by 80 miles in size. The larger iceberg is roughly the size of Jamaica. The images show two giant icebergs and a third smaller one known as B-16 jostling one another. Researchers said it was not yet clear if the icebergs will pose a threat to shipping. Researchers say large chunks are breaking off of Antarctica for several reasons. And of course, this is feeding the fears of global warming. Independent auditors for DrCoop.com have questioned the online healthcare network's ability to continue as a going concern. The company's annual report is the most recent in a string of warnings by auditors that the viability of some internet companies is on shaky ground. Online grocer Peapod Incorporated's recurring losses may have depleted its available cash. Online music retailer CD Now may not have enough cash to see it through the year. A company spokesperson could not be reached immediately for comment. DrCoop.com, founded by former U.S. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop, went public in June 1999. In the report filed last week, the company details a number of revenue-generating operations and says that its business is difficult to evaluate because of its extremely limited operating history. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America, children are waiting for the Easter Bunny. But across the globe, in places like Latin America and Africa, needy children are waiting for food, waiting for medical attention, waiting for comfort. You can end the waiting for one needy girl or boy by becoming a Christian Children's Fund sponsor. call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much you can provide for a needy child with a gift of just 80 cents a day. Food, clothing, education, proper medical care, all for just 80 cents a day. A small price for the life of an innocent child. Please call 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive information and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to bring health and hope to a boy or girl waiting for you to call. Please don't make that child wait. Put aside the Easter candy for a moment and learn how easy it is to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor. Call now, 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Well, this is who I am, this is what I am, and I can be the best of who I am, and I am somebody. I'm a person with retardation, but I can be the best person with retardation. Well, I wanted one thing, I wanted to be an athlete. The Special Olympics gave me that opportunity. My dreams became reality.
There are many children and adults with mental retardation, like Loretta, right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition. But they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yes! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Oh, push that button.
It's alive! It's alive!
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you in the center of the Olympic Stadium, your friend and mine, Darth Vader.
Luke, use the Force. I will now say to you and sing to you a little ditty. One thing you have never heard of Darth Vader doing, and one thing you never thought I would do, is sing a song to Bonnie. Everybody now, my Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
That's enough of that. And welcome back to Travel World, Stephen Pickford. Stephen, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you're on the air.
I'm on the air across America on Travel World, and another great show lined up for you today, starting it off with Toronto broadcaster Jerry Wagschall, who just returned from the Jay Peak region of Vermont, and there's still skiing to be done, and the spring season is upon us. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah.
I was listening to that echoing going on over there. You like quite that. Some effect you've got over there.
Well, thank you. It's quite an effect I have on electronics, don't I?
He's an effect on the world around him.
Actually, there was an
article. A little bit of an effect on skiing here, if it goes out in an echo sound. when you think of spring, one imagines budding trees, lovebirds, taking sun on a bench. But there is for the
it's not what I think of when I think of lovebirds on a bench.
If you're a bit of a wuss and you get cold up there on the top of the mountain, this can be a good time for you, like it is for me, to go skiing. Well, we just talked to Jay Peak this morning and found out that they did, in fact, get 15 inches of brand new snow. And the Jay Peak is about a two-hour drive from Montreal, including the border crossing, and 6.5 hours from New York City in northern Vermont. They have a special going on right now for about $79 a day. You get your lift ticket and hotel, and either dinner during the weekend and breakfast during the week, which is included. Children 14 and under can stay and ski free, and all they have to pay for is their meals. But teenagers 15 to 18 can stay and ski at JP for about $69 a night. But of course, you know, you won't probably see them on the hill because they'll be snowboarding. Unless you're really small, you don't usually see teenagers skiing these days on the ski hill.
There's a big shift in the trends there. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And there are 57 out of 66 trails open and 7 chairlifts, including a new quad chairlift. A little thing that we did on the way over from Montreal, it's quite a nice drive, is that we stopped at a place called the Owl's Bed Bakery in Mansonville. Mansonville's a little town on your way to Vermont from Montreal. It's a charming little bakery with excellent food where they make their own bread and croissants, and you can pick up some stuff for lunch on the slopes or just stop there and have a little coffee and a little quaint little meal on your way over there. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about, if you want to combine your ski holiday with some beautiful people watching and great restaurants, well, you guys know where that is. It's in Montreal.
Yes.
And, I was just talking to somebody about the difference between Montreal and Toronto the other day, because it's where I live now. And Toronto is more like, I guess, a bigger sort of a kind of an American city, more car-oriented, a little bit much more reserved than Montreal. The Delta is a luxury hotel located in the heart of downtown Montreal. It's becoming the hub for entertainment in the city. And one of the things that's coming up there, of course, you guys know about, is the Grand Prix, which is extremely popular to a lot of people, and it's selling out very, very soon. And the Delta is trying to bring in people for the Grand Prix, although it's selling out, and it's coming June the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th. And the hotel, which is... the host hotels for some of the city's biggest festivals, such as the Just for Laughs Festival, the Comedy Festival, and the Jazz Festival, has a service that if you call up the hotel, you can be connected right to the service where you can book your tickets, and you can call up the Delta and book your tickets to the Grand Prix. But like I say, you have to do it quickly because it's going to sell out. If it hasn't sold out, if it's selling out right now. If you're looking for something a little more cultural, the hotel is close to museums like the Musée de Beaux-Arts, the Museum of Contemporary Arts, and all the art galleries on Sherbrooke, and it also has its own art gallery on the premises called Adagio, along with a spa, a business center, and some excellent affordable restaurants on the premises, including one of which they also make their own bread and some other specialty foods. So those are a couple of fun things that I think, people can do. I just combined the Montreal J-Peak experience, and I had a great time.
There's always so much to do when you combine New England with the Cosmopolitan Center. The J-Peak Ski and Summer Resort, their phone number is 1-800-451-4449, on the internet at www.jpeakresort.com. No, there's still some couple of weeks of skiing left, and then, of course, people head out for hiking and bird watching and all the other activities that you can
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely, and I should mention, too, a couple of tips. If you want to do spring skiing, you have to realize that it is spring. It is, the conditions are
warm. You have 1 minute left, Jerry. Go.
Take it day by day, right? And a tip is ski, get there early in the morning. If you're doing the Montreal thing, don't drink until or party until 3 a.m. and get to the ski hill at 2. Because the longer that people are skiing on the ski hill, the more the snow is removed or pushed down, and then it gets into a kind of mogul-like situation. So what you want to do is get there early so that the snow is still fresh and it's been newly groomed, and you can have a much better skiing and probably knock off the day a little bit early, because at around 2:30 or 3 o'clock, it starts to get a little bit slushy, and as the temperatures also increase, it gets warmer. So that's my recommendation for what you want to do when you go skiing in the spring.
Sounds good. Jerry Wagshall from Toronto, thanks for joining us this morning.
Take
care. There's the bell, Jerry.
Great weekend. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Coming up, we'll be talking to Margot Classe about her book about hotels in Paris at reasonable rates. Reasonable in Europe sometimes aren't in the same sentence, but Margot Classe has found the way to put it all together.
Just like the last book that she had, and it was a lot of fun, because when we were on CIQC, we had her on last year, so she's updated it this year, and we hope to have a great show with her today. So, anyway, stay listening.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you sleep longer, you'll be more rested, right?
No, and a hard mattress is better for a bad back. Wrong. Have you been losing sleep, believing these sleep myths? Do you want to find out the real facts about getting a good night's sleep guaranteed? Call the sleep specialist at Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-931-9977. You'll get a free Better Sleep video plus a free sample of the incredible material inside the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. This body contouring bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you experience back or neck problems, the Tempur-Pedic bed could offer unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. See for yourself. Call now for your free Better Sleep video and sample of the Tempur material at 1-800-931-9977. So don't rely on sleep myths. Get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-931-9977.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't have a prescription plan or you're on Medicare, then listen to this. With the People's Prescription Plan, you get the lowest prices on your prescriptions, on the spot, at tens of thousands of locations nationwide. Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card. For just $7.95 a month, you can use your card for everyone in your
Marco
household.
Marco is ready
there
to go.
There are no claim forms. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full family coverage, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-854-4800. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may vary.
The truth behind the income tax video was produced so you can finally understand how the American people have been hoodwinked into believing they are required to use a Social Security number to participate in government entitlement programs and to pay employment taxes. This must-see video is required viewing for those who are tired of big government draining the financial resources from the marketplace and from the family's pocketbook, forcing both husband and wife to work in order to earn a living, often at more than one job each, just so the family can exist, causing terrible stress on everyone. This eye-opening two-hour videotape can be purchased for only $24 post-paid. Make your check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Act now and learn the lawful way to stop the erosion of your family's financial resources. That's The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Only $24 postpaid.
The iWave is here.
Welcome to CommandCast.
Revolutionizing audio on the World Wide Web. CommandCast.
Breakthrough sound quality.
Best digital audio available.
Unbeaten delivery speed.
Audio within 4 seconds of request.
Welcome to the iWave.
Welcome to CommandCast.
Call 410-857-5600. 410-857-5600.
CommandCast.
At the forefront of change.
30.
Denzel Washington for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
In my hand, I'm holding a 2-inch by 3-inch piece of paper that has kept millions of young people off drugs, out of gangs, and in school. It's a membership card from the Boys and Girls Clubs. Every day, another 300 kids will join clubs all across the country. That's 300 kids who will be picking up a membership card instead of a gun or a needle or a knife. You can help. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
To learn more, call 1-800-854-CLUB.
She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, but she'll take away your pain.
Like a bullet to the brain. Come on, upside, inside out. She's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida Margot. Ah, devil red. And his skin's the color of mocha. Boy, does it feel good too. Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca.
Living la vida loca. Welcome back, back to Travel World, ladies and gentlemen. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, Art Moskovic in studio. And we've got Margo Clancy on the line, who's written more books about guides, affordable guides around
Europe.
It's
an updated version, Hello France, a hotel guide to Paris and 25 other French cities. And the new edition is out now. Good morning, Margo.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Yeah, so how you doing?
Oh, I am so tired from writing that book. I mean, visiting 26 cities, you know, all by myself is a really tough job.
Yeah, but you've done a good job of putting
Someone's
it all together.
Do it.
because you hear people are starting to plan spring, summer, fall trips to Europe, and one thing that tends to put them off, they think that it can be very expensive, particularly the accommodations. They may get reasonable airfares. There are a lot of reasonable airfares in the market, but hotels are the killers, and you found a solution for them.
Yes, I did. You know, really, when you think about Paris, and if you say that you can get a really inexpensive place in Paris, you know, people think that you have to go without, you know, private toilets or, you know, any kind of amenities. But I have found 190 hotels in Paris that are all reasonably priced. There are some that have views of the, you know, Eiffel Tower for under $100 a night for two. And you know, I visit every hotel before I put them in the book.
These are all personally inspected, so you have your impressions.
No roaches, guys.
Aww. Awesome. There must be a niche market out there for, you know, the roach motel or the
These are nice, wonderful, family-owned, you know, hotels that I feel would be, you know, absolutely perfect for people. And plus what I did, too, because a lot of families, you know, want to go away as well. So I identified, you know, rooms that would be perfect for families. I tell you how many beds, if it has, you know, two double beds, you know, three or four twin beds, so that people can make their decisions whether they can really afford to, you know, go to Paris or anywhere else in France.
That can be a problem when you hit Europe, is hotels to accommodate families. They are not as well equipped often to accommodate more than two or three people maximum in a room. So having that information is ideal for the family traveler.
You know what? I really try to include so much information for families, you know, such as packing tips, you know, bring in handy wipes, bring in toilet seat covers, bring in water, you know, water bottles. I mean, things that people don't, you know, think about, you know, packing. And when it comes to the rooms, because I don't speak the language and, you know, most of us don't, I really try to make it easy for families so that they can say, I want room 42, because you know that it has two double beds, one cot, and it has a private bathroom, and it's on the third floor, because I also tell you whether or not there's an elevator. I have, you know, also include rooms that, you know, have, handicap access, and I give you room numbers. So I really try to give you as much information so that you can make your decision without worrying about whether you speak the language or not.
As well, by having that information and sounding intelligent and informed, you also assist yourself in not having something pulled over your eyes by somebody who says, oh, here comes a tourist, let's pull something on him and give him the room that nobody else wanted.
Has that happened to you, Margo? Has that kind of thing happened to you?
Yes, it has happened to me, because I will say that I wanted, you know, room so-and-so, and what, you know, what ends up happening is when you get there, they will say, you know, that the room is not available. Now, most people don't have the, courage to walk away and say, well, you know, I don't want the other room. This is what I want.
Right.
But because I give you so many choices, I feel, you know, very strong about saying, well, then I'm going to go to another hotel because I have information on that as well. And I end up getting my room, but you have to, you know, you have to make some kind of a stand. And, you know, most of us don't, because we, you know, we don't want to be the...
You don't want to be the one who's the complainer or the whiner.
Right,
but you do have to, you know...
And you just accept it.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people do, and it's very common, especially Canadians do that a lot. But you got to really make a stand and stand up for the kind of quality that you want, because people will just provide you with whatever you're willing to accept. I mean, we
you're
see that here with gas
right.
prices. I mean,
and this And this happens to me so many times. It it could be frustrating. But if you make a stand, also on the price of the room, you know, as far as getting that in writing, because they will end up saying something else only because you don't have your paperwork with you. And if you make a stand, then they will say, okay, yes, you're right. But, you know, this happens whether it's, you know, two-star hotels or four-star hotels.
Right. It is always best to arrive with a written confirmation. If they have faxed you or emailed you, have that with you, because it's harder for them to say, well, we never said that. Who told you that?
Right.
He no longer works here.
Get proof.
Yeah, have it.
Absolutely.
Margo, what is the worst horror story you have about this, and how did you solve it?
Oh, God. I'm trying to think.
Pick one.
You know, I'm a single person as far as traveling around, and I had called saying that, you know, I wanted room so-and-so, and this is what I wanted to pay. I mean, this is what, you know, was the price. Well, what happened is I was willing to pay the price of a double room, but when I got there and they found out that I was by myself, they insisted on giving me a different room at the same price, and you know, it's hard when you don't speak the language, and I don't, and I end up writing on a piece of paper, you know, this is the room number, no, and it took, it probably took about a half an hour, because I'm by myself, they feel that they can treat you a little differently than if you were a couple. It took about a half an hour, but I end up making a stand, and then also I end up writing on a piece of paper that I would go to the complaint office, which, by the way, I had no idea where it was, but I was going to find out anyway.
Oh, I bet you would. But you know something? It's true, though. I mean, and that's good for you that you actually did that, because it even happens to my friend Darth Vader. And I can assure you that it happens to me all the time. And, yeah, so they have to deal with him.
People will walk over you if you let them know. Would you, particularly at the at peak season, it's not advisable to just show up in Paris or any other large European city and say, I'll find something, or do you find that...
I don't. I really don't agree with that, because I've made a living out of finding a lot of choices. So, for example, I find it hard to believe that one is going to say, and mind you, I do Italy and Spain and France. You know, I arrived in Sevilla in Spain during Easter week without hotel reservations, and everyone says that is not the thing to do. But I also had a choice of 35 hotels to call. So that's the thing that, you know, people have to realize, that if you want to travel without hotel reservations, you know, being the, so-called independent spirit, you must have information on you. So I have 190 hotels for Paris. I refuse to believe that if you get to Paris that you're going to call all 190 and not be able to find a room. Yes, it is going to be a little difficult. I had to make, when I arrived in Venice, I had to make 25 phone calls. It gets a little frustrating, but I also didn't know when I was going to get to Venice, so it was very difficult, you know, for me to make reservations. But I did find a room because I had 54 choices.
Yeah. Now, Margo, we got 1 minute left before the break. We'd like to keep you on after that, talk about this. But this is the kind of information that you have in books such as Margo's. It's a good reason to have that. Margo, when are you going to write a book about hotels on the Death Star? Come on, Darth, knock it off.
I don't think I want to do on the dark side.
Come on, baby, the dark side kicks ass. No, seriously, but anyway, listen, stay with us following the break. We've got more of that.
Continue with Margo Classe and her book, Hello France, A Hotel Guide to Paris and 25 Other French Cities.
Looking forward to it.
We're also at 11:45, a quarter to the hour, talking to Cynthia Fodor from Des Moines about her trip to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, a drive destination for our listeners in the Carolinas and in Georgia. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
And with Darth Vader too.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. The United States is sending reinforcements to Kosovo and Macedonia as tension is reported to be building in Serbia's Kosovo Valley, and a new refugee crisis further threatens regional stability. Pentagon spokesman Kenneth Bacon says 125 special reconnaissance troops are being sent from Germany to patrol the sensitive Serb-Kosovo border. An offshoot of the Kosovo Liberation Army has been active in valley towns and villages near that border. They say they are defending a mostly ethnic Albanian population from Serb harassment.
I don't think Margo can hear you, but I can.
Kosovo, oh, yeah? And
Macedonia.
Oh, yeah. Well, it has to do with my microphone being on now, isn't it?
The U.S. Army is investigating a complaint.
That's, we're conspiring with our evil mind here.
Harassed by a fellow general.
Have you ever taken one of those ink blot tests, you know, that they give to mentally ill people?
I have. Every answer was either Tuesday or breasts.
Female three-star general in the history of the Army due to retire this summer.
I hear voices.
Army officials are refusing to comment on the matter.
That's what I tell people.
Talks
I hear voices.
The federal government and the Miami relatives
they tell me to do
Leon
the most heinous thing.
Have broken off with no sign of agreement on the boy's fate. Relatives are charging a planned visit to the U.S. by
it's
the boy's
the dark
father
side.
Is interfering with negotiations.
Bet all these voices
the
are male too, because a woman wouldn't be telling you to do these things.
Only evil women.
Custody before Cuban President Fidel Castro. Well,
the kind they have in country
Juan
music.
Gonzalez's
you know, evil women. Evil women, bad whiskey, and dirty spark plugs. Fodder for every country song ever made.
Turn Elian over to his father.
Oh, my
now
goodness.
Now the family is speaking the other way.
I was going to ask you
that's
a question,
the news
and
on the
it
Liberty
totally
Works
slipped my mind
radio
what to
network.
Ask you. When I remember, I'll ask. Actually, Margo was a very interesting guest back on QC when we had her there.
Well, I'll fly you just about anywhere.
Hopefully
you
she's
go
got
in the
a
US.
Good sense of humor, too.
Absolutely free. Yeah, it's a real
I
offer.
I think so. I don't think the laugh was fake.
No, I think it was cool. Yeah.
Air Lifeline is offering free plane rides to people who are really sick and can't afford to take a plane to some special doctor or hospital that can make them better. Maybe you know some people like that. Then please give them Air Lifeline's toll-free number 1-877-AIRLIFE. 1-877-AIRLIFE. Air Lifeline has been helping save lives for over 20 years. We're all pilots who volunteer our time and our planes to help sick people in need. We'd be proud to take you under our wings for free. 1-877-AIRLIFE.
You're clear to land runway 32.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew. Some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle
30.
And how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
15.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program and this station.
Should have had the book by Margo. This is the evil one speaking. Willem and Steven are no longer here because they have sold their souls to me for popularity. Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Backus and Steven Pickford, Art Moskovic in studio, talking to Margot Classe about her book on Europe and European travel.
Yes, Hello France, a hotel guide to Paris and 25 other French cities for $50 to $99 a night. Yeah. $18.95 from Wilson Publishing, and there's also in the series Hello Italy and Hello Spain. Now, Margot, you go over to a country like France. Should you be paying the rack rate, or can you easily...
upgraded amenities?
Or can you easily get a discount? How easy is it to get a discount or bargain them down to maybe something to fit your price range?
Well, you know, I do that all the time as far as bargaining, but there are little tips to that. Number one, you know, most people don't realize that when it comes to, you know, bathrooms, that if you're willing to take a shower and a toilet versus having a bathtub...
At the same time?
I'm sorry, what?
At the same time?
No, you know, it's...
Art, that's
when,
gross.
Hey, they do have that in some hotels.
When people ask for a room with a private bathroom, what the person is hearing them say is that they want a bathtub. That can cost you $20 more. So if you ask for a room with a shower and a toilet, you could save a lot of money. If you are willing to take a floor on the, a hotel room on the fifth floor, if the hotel does not have an elevator, you could save a lot of money. If you insist that you don't want breakfast, many of them will just automatically say you're going to have breakfast. But if you say, no, I don't want to have breakfast, which, you know, by the way, is no big deal. It's usually coffee and, croissant. You could save another $10 a person. If you are willing, there's all these little tips. If you're willing to pay cash versus using your credit card, you can save money. So, you know, I sort of, go through all of these things, and you can save $50-$60.
There are places as well that you say you should never stay in Europe. What are those?
Well, you know, it's funny. I always say that you don't have to stay in hostels because I just don't think it's necessary.
The name sounds bad.
And you don't want a room that's got a toilet in the shower.
No, actually, you know what? I did find a room like that in Venice, which
I told you
I have in the Venice book, where you have to move over the sink and the shower to use the toilet, but it's a room in Venice.
I told you, Willem. It's there. It exists. I told you.
It's a room in Venice for $35 a night for two, so come on.
Well, that's, yeah.
Over the it's shower anytime.
That's $35
an
hour,
in a hurry.
Actually. No,
$35 a night.
For the businessman in a hurry.
For the businessman in a hurry, yes. Come again, please. No, but seriously, I was at this one place in Cologne, West Germany, this little hotel. I'd gone there, the Hotel Lens, I believe it was called, and they don't have blankets or anything. They have these little down things. It looks like the bed was unmade. Anyway, you crawl underneath this thing, and there's no locks on the doors, but they don't tell you that the locks are non-functional. I was just, I was just seriously jet-lagged, having flown from Montreal and hopped over a few times. In walks the maid, starts doing housekeeping around me while I'm in the room, and I go, my God, what the hell's going on?
Wow, I don't have those type of hotels, guys, because...
It even happened to me when I traveled to Tatooine looking for Luke.
I have to feel really safe. I mean, I give you so many tips in the book as far as being, a safe traveler, independent traveler, because, as you know, there's a lot of pickpocketing going on, a lot of scamming, and you have to be aware of, different things that, are happening. So I really, mention all these different tips. I mention what kind of, luggage you should bring as far as, laundry mats. I mean, I really try to give you a lot of information so that you can be an independent, safe traveler.
Definitely.
And no, I don't have hotel rooms that maids come in unless you invite them in now, hey.
On the toilet taking a shower.
I never thought you'd ask.
No, so somebody who actually knows what Willem Backus is all about.
Oh, come on.
It's not just hotels that are in the book, because you have those listing of recommended affordable restaurants. It's not all the Michelin guide restaurants. These are places where people get a good hearty meal at a reasonable price.
Yep, absolutely. I found 20 wonderful restaurants in Paris, and then I have about 2 restaurants for each of the cities, because now people will know where they can eat at really good price, family-owned restaurants. It was so much fun, and I mean, I really did a good job, you know, on these restaurants, because when you think of Paris again, you know, I mean, I found one in the 7th District that was a 4 or 5 course meal for about $30 a head. Now that's, I mean, and including wine.
Yeah, that's about the right price, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, my goodness.
$30, American. That's a great price.
Yeah.
And
something about the way you said that, Margo.
And you leave... You leave very refreshed, and it's a real great experience to sit down and end your day with a great meal.
Someone who knows what Stephen Pickford's all about too.
For $30 a head, I'll stay in the room all day.
All I told her was I wanted to pet her kitten, but go on.
Right.
Anyway, carry on. You were saying, Margo.
Oh no, I was saying that, you know, as far as the book, you know, giving you so many tips, packing tips. Events. Okay, let's talk about events. You know, people need to know in advance what type of events are, you know, taking place. So I give you a whole calendar of events. I give you where all the different tourist offices are so that you can go to them and you can make your own day trips instead of doing, you know, set tours where, you know, people end up getting really tired from them. I tell you all this information. As far as using ATMs, you know, most people don't know that you should know your code in numbers and not in letters.
There you go.
And, no, go ahead.
Margo, you know, you now live in California, and I remember...
It's beautiful, by the way. It
absolutely.
It's sunny and beautiful.
But you have this distinctive New York accent. Where from?
Man, it came out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Right,
like, it's hard to... But what bar are you from?
What bar are you from?
I'm from Manhattan, born and raised in Manhattan. God, I thought I lost it.
No, you never lose New York. It comes with you wherever you go. And it's a charming quality. We enjoy that. We remember having a lot of fun with you when we were on CIQC Montreal. Now we're exclusively on Liberty Works. I don't know if you read Travel Weekly, Margo. But,
I don't.
In this week's edition of Travel Weekly, there's actually an article about us that appeared. And,
my God. Well, what does it say?
Well, Stephen, you've got the
article. It's in the Agent Life section of Travel Weekly.
Well, the thing is, you have to explain a little bit further to the audience what Travel Weekly
Travel
is.
Travel Weekly is the largest industry trade paper. It comes out twice a week, 104 issues a year, out of Secaucus, New Jersey. We've had their editor-in-chief, Alan Fredericks, on the show with us. And it goes to every travel agency, every tour operator, convention bureau across
America. And if you want
America.
A copy of Travel Weekly, they will gladly send it to you, won't they?
Yes, and you can read it on the internet at TWCrossroads.com is their website, and they have a daily update of what's new and going on in the travel business.
They feature the Liberty Works Radio
website
right in the paper, and it's got a circulation of, what, a half a million approximately?
Half a million approximately across the United States.
Getting the word out about Liberty Works and Travel World.
So that's...
Can you give the website again?
The website for Travel Weekly is TWCrossroads.com.
All one word, lowercase letters.
And they have the picture there of us on the Liberty Works radio site at libertyworksradio.com.
It's really an interesting read because somehow they compared me to the Howard Stern of travel. And, yeah,
is that
and
good?
Well, I don't know. We try to imitate the style and not the content, and which is what actually got us our audience in the first place in Montreal. We try to keep it light and fun. But the other best part of it is apparently Howard Stern himself read this article and commented about us.
Yeah, sometime this week.
Yeah, sometime this week. So we're going to be checking out what exactly he said.
We're trying to get the sound clip for that one.
But we have to recommend to our listeners once again Margot Classe's series of books, Hello France, A Hotel Guide to Paris and 25 Other French Cities, going for $50 to $99 a night. And it's... partner editions, Hello Italy, Hello Spain. They're $18.95, available at your local bookstore or online at www.helloeurope.com.
And the Def Leppard album, Hello America.
No. Hello America.
Oh, there's always a tie-in. There's always a nebulous connection.
With our new singer, Darth Vader.
Yeah. Yeah. The singing Ode to Bonnie. Listen, we have 10 seconds before we got to lead out to break. Margo, thanks for joining us.
Thank
on
you
Travel
once
World.
Again. Margo Class A.
Been a pleasure.
Recommend your guidebooks. Look for them in bookstore near you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Stay tuned to thanks, Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Not allow the Internal Revenue Service to issue a notice of deficiency.
Cynthia's ready
on the
to go.
Of any citizen living
I've
or
warned her
within a state of the union.
You're wound up today.
The Save a Patriot Fellowship is a full service organization with numbers in all 50 states. Visit the fellowship website
on the dark
www.sa-patriot.org.
I can rock.
And call 410-857-4441 or write to SAP.
Well, Bonnie, now it's time to actually say, do that on the air.
21158.
We got to encourage you to come on.
You have been.
It's
I
a
will
fact.
Sometimes.
More and more vehicle accidents
sometimes.
Are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
15.
Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell. Raise a little what? That's right. We have raised hell, and I'm back, everybody. We're back on Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, who have sold their souls to me. And we welcome online Cynthia Fodor from Des Moines. How are you, Cynthia?
Good morning.
Good. How are you, my friend?
We're doing just fine. We got Steven and we got a new guy here, Art Moskovic. Art, say hi to Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
There we go.
Good morning. Will, good. I heard you've had a little too much coffee this morning.
Something
a little,
like that.
A little strung, yes. Hi,
he's still crunching on the cappuccino beans.
Don't ever say
beans.
Strung out about me.
Now, Cynthia, you're back from Hilton Head Island. So tell us a little
yes.
bit more.
Well, tell us about Jake first. Tell us about Jake.
Yes, Jake was there.
Yes.
Great place to take children. Lots of things to do. I wish you guys had been there with me. You would have enjoyed every moment of it.
Has Jake turned six already?
He's six.
He's six. All right. Does he still remember what the worst word in the world is?
Hudson Foga.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
He remembers that.
Is he there right now?
He's, I'm not bothering him for the moment.
Oh, I see. I see.
He's nice
busy.
And quiet. If he keeps busy and quiet.
That's exactly it. He's playing his Game Boy and leaving Mommy alone for 10 minutes.
Oh, only 10.
Hilton Head Island is on the Atlantic coast, South Carolina, just north of Savannah, Georgia. How long were you there for?
We were there for 6 nights, and it was just a perfect, restful vacation. It's a very laid-back island, 12 miles long, 5 miles wide, but within that small space, there is everything you can think of to do. Most people know Hilton Head as a golfer's paradise, which you can imagine, which is why my husband wanted to go there.
Yeah.
21 championship courses, 30 courses in all in that small space. It's just golf course after golf course, and beautiful scenery, huge trees everywhere, just oaks and magnolias and weeping willows and the famous palmetto trees. And everything is kind of set back behind all of these shaded trees, even the stores along the highway. In fact, I was looking for a Walmart. I couldn't even find it because they just have real small, very classy signs, very tasteful.
Wow.
And everything is kind of set back. So there's it's touristy, but you would never know it because they've really played down that, you know, there's not a lot of neon or bright lights or anything like that.
They've gone primarily in for apartment or condominium-style accommodations rather than a lot of motels and that sort of thing.
You know, Stephen, they have everything there, but you're exactly right. If you're looking for an accommodation with a little more space, it's a place to go because we were in a two-bedroom condominium, fully equipped, very spacious, beautiful, and it was we paid $500 for 7 nights, which is very economical, and it was a five-minute walk to the beach. You can go that route. They also do. We went over to the Hyatt Resort almost every day, which was nearby. So they also do have the big resorts with all the amenities, the spas, the health clubs. But you can stay in one of the villas and also visit the resorts if you like that sort of thing. And or also you can rent. They have very luxurious homes right on the ocean. There was one that I noticed and inquired about that you could sleep 10 people in, beautiful, that was under $2,000 a week. Of course, it depends what time of the year you go there.
Yeah.
As the weather gets a little nicer, the prices will probably be a little higher, but very economical for what you get in accommodations, I would say.
April, May starts the big golf season there, and they get a lot of the traffic from people passing north-south, heading back, returning home from Florida, and they stop off for golf in South Carolina. Well, of course, it's a weekend drive destination for our listeners in Georgia and in North and South Carolina. They drive down to Hilton Head for a short weekend, Friday to Sunday. It's well within driving range for them.
And, yeah, we had to fly into Savannah. They do have an airport on Hilton Head that does have commuter flights from U.S. Air or American Airlines. But it's a 45-minute drive from Savannah straight onto the island, very easy, very beautiful, clean highway the whole way. And I really wished I would have stayed another day and spent a day in Savannah because I heard it's a wonderful city to visit as well.
It really is, yes. Walking around Savannah, the whole city square concert, it's 14 or 18 squares, and the trees, the historic homes, and of course the great seafood that they have in Savannah. It's a great combination that you're near a resort destination at Hilton Head for the golf, the tennis, the beach, and then, as you say, 45 minutes, an hour away, you've got the history of Savannah.
And, you know, I thought, well, what there might not be a lot to do on Hilton Head, and we might need to drive into Savannah for a day because we had a couple of days when the weather was, you know, rainy and windy, and but you still get that old South ambiance on Hilton Head and the southern charm and hospitality and again that elegant kind of laid-back atmosphere. But there was plenty to do right there on the island. With my son, we couldn't go to the beach, so they have a place called Adventure Cove, which is a full indoor playground for kids with an IMAX theater and bumper cars and a virtual roller coaster and, of course, all the, you know, pinball and air hockey machines, batting cages.
Oh, ready for Stephen and me.
You would have loved it, Will.
Yeah, I would have.
You know, they have a lot of really interesting little miniature golf courses with waterfalls and caves that you play through.
Steven's actually the mini golf shark between us. This is a guy, in fact, we went to Hampton Beach, played mini golf there, and that's the place which has got, you know, 8-foot-high barbed wire fence. I'm not kidding.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
In Hampton Beach. But Steven, of course, is Mr. Mini Putt. Of course, I like the batting cages.
Right. Well, my husband hit the real golf courses, and we hit the mini putt ones. But it was great fun, and you know, the food again—seafood, just wonderful. They're known for their oysters and their blue crabs, and the crazy crab restaurant's very popular down there along the ocean. Just they bring you out instead of bread, a huge basket of fried hush puppies. Which I had only tasted
fried
at
shoes?
Long John Silver's before. But just steamed mussels and seafood platters with delicious fresh
not just shoes, hush puppies.
Fish everywhere we went. I mean, and really interesting little restaurants, too, that had not only good food. One we went to called Krabby Nick's, which boasts the best clam chowder in the whole world.
Which is next door to the Friendly's ice cream shop.
Well, great. I ate clam chowder, I think, every day. But they also had the magician who wandered from table to table and did amazing acts, like made a beer bottle disappear.
Now we know where Vic Phillips retires. He has a job.
Yes,
at the
Vic would love it there.
Golf and magic go together. That's what they call low country cuisine, and that's one of the benefits of South Carolina coast vacation, combining Hilton Head Island and Savannah, and just a relaxing getaway for late spring and late winter, early spring, as we head into April and May. Perfect time to hit the Carolina coast, and as we come up to the top of the hour, another show starts coming to an end, and thank you, Cynthia Fodor and KCCI-TV in Des Moines, our Midwest Bureau Chief, for telling us a little bit more about Hilton Head Island.
And all right, I look forward to traveling with you guys again.
And give Jake our regards, of course.
We will.
And ask him to record a rendition of My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean, play that on the air for us. We serenaded our operator Bonnie in Maryland, and she turned red for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Still trying to get her to
I'll
say something
to
on the
that.
Air. Anyway, it was a lot of fun having you again, Cynthia. And listen, let's do this again.
Happy trails to you.
Till
nice meeting
we
you,
meet
Cynthia.
Again.
Yes, as the all karaoke station continues. And next week, a friend of yours, Willem, Melanie Reffes, will be with us.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll be talking about Nassau, Bahamas, and her getaway for 4 days down off the Florida coast.
Should have given her a one-way ticket.
Ah, well, we need to bring her back so she can bait you a little bit. And,
no, I can do that myself very well. I'm a master at it.
Yes, I figured so much. That's why she got your goat, and now you'll have to eat it too.
Oh, yes. No. That's a really poor choice of words. Leave the farm animals out of this one, Steve.
Nasty Nick, right next door to its siblings. Hey, Nasty
don't be
George,
a bad boy.
That was not so far off. Like when we went to Newburyport, there was a restaurant called Nasturtium's. We just couldn't get the name right. Kept on calling it Nasty's.
Nasty's, the evil twin to the Friendlies. Yes.
Did someone say evil?
Of course, if they have a Nasty Nick's, there has to be spin-offs Nasty Spiro and Nasty George.
That's it. Listen, listen again to Travel World next week on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Art Moskovic.
Join us next week. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
This is Liberty Works Radio. If you'd like an audio copy of any of our programs, please call 410.
I hope you're a lot
5600.
Tamer,
thank you for listening.
Calmer, gentler next week.
Oh, we'll be gentle with you, Bonnie. We hope you had fun.
I did.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm
Mark. Take care, then.
Talk to you next week.
A new statistical analysis report shows despite a child homicide rate in the United States, which surpasses that of most other Western nations, firearms are near the bottom of the list of causes for the statistics. The report was drafted by Ian Murray, a senior research analyst at the Statistical Assessment Service. The service is a Washington-based nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank. In an article on WorldNet Daily on the Internet, Murray says the U.S. has the highest child homicide rate, four times as high as all other Western nations surveyed. The U.S. non-gun murder rate is more than double the rates taken from the International Sampling Group. One of the most recent...